We're going to finish this book. Now, how many of you have been with us for the entire year here? You've been kind of traveling with us through this book. Have you found it to be an interesting book so far? Well, good, good. Well, as I say, we've been working through the book of Romans, and today we find ourselves in the last chapter. We're going to wrap up this book, but as we wrap up this chapter today, it's going to be a launching pad for where we're going to go next as in our study. Now, as we've traveled through this, one of the things that I'll say is that there's a good reason why some pastors will take literally 10 years to teach through this book, because there's so much. And we've kind of hit the main themes just to keep it going, but there's so much more. And each and every week, there's always that tension as to what do you leave in and what do you leave out. And so this chapter, we might be tempted to skip over because, for the most part, the Apostle Paul is just saying, say hi to this person and say hi to that person. But there's some things in the names of the people that he's saying hi to that I think it's important for us to at least walk through it and maybe have some fun with it. So you ready? Okay, good. Well, we're going to begin in verses 1 and 2. And he says, and you're going to want to have your pen ready today. We're going to highlight some things that I think you're going to find very fascinating. But he says, I commend to you our sister Phoebe. Now, this is the closing chapter of this book, who is a servant of the church, which is in Tentria, and I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself has also been a helper of many, and of myself as well. Where it says helper, I want you to just underline that word, and that'll be important for our study. So Paul says, I want to commend to you our sister Phoebe. And in those days, Phoebe is the one who is going to bring this letter to the church in Rome. And in those days, there was no post office. So if you wanted to send a letter to someone in another town or another country, you had to find somebody who was going in that direction, give them the letter, and then they would carry that. And so Phoebe is a feminine name. It's a Gentile name, so she would be a woman and a Gentile. Obviously, she becomes a Christian at a certain point. And it says that she's there in Cenchrea. And the reason that's important is because that's on the outskirts of the town of Corinth. And you've heard of 1 and 2 Corinthians and the church that was there. So this is right on the outside of that, but it's on the sea. So this is going to be, in those days and in our day also, sort of the upscale area of town. So most believe that she's a businesswoman and she's traveling. And so she's bringing this letter. Now, I also, in the first line of this, it says, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant. And I want you to underline the word servant there, of the church. And you have to highlight that it's of the church, which is at Cenchrea. And the word servant I've put on your outline, as this kind of unpacks as we go, the word servant, I put it there on your outline, it says, who is a servant? And the word there is diakonos, of the church. And the word diakonos in the Greek is the word that we get, what word in the English language? Deacon. So she would be a deaconess of the church. Now, you also want to just notice that it doesn't say she's a servant of the Lord. In this case, it says that she's a servant of the church. Now, obviously, she's a servant of the Lord. But when he says that she's a servant of the church, this is what it implies. And I want you to write this down. Of the church indicates that she held a significant position in the church. So she's a deaconess in the church. The word servant and deacon are the same thing. It's just sometimes I choose to translate it as deacon, and other times I just choose to translate it as servant. And there's a couple of insights in this just as we move through. We won't spend a lot of time on this, but let me give you the point and then tell you a couple of things that Paul says. First of all, I believe that Paul is going to, or he's telling us here, that we need to accept the ministry of women. Go ahead and write that down. Accept the ministry of women. Now, this is not really a big issue for us today in the church, but 40 years ago when I was a boy in the church that I grew up in, this was a real issue. Paul says this, and I put it there in your outline. He says, I commend to you our sister Phoebe. And then in the New Century Version, he says that you accept her, that you accept her. So you can either say receive her or accept her. And the idea is that she is there on this occasion on official church business. So she's doing official church work here. And so Paul says, whatever this woman needs, you need to make sure that she gets it. Just whatever it is, you guys take care of it. Then the second thing I would say that Paul is saying, you want to write this down, that we should appreciate the ministry of women. We should appreciate the ministry of women. Paul says this. Paul says, and I put it there in your outline, he says, she's been a great help. She's just been a great help. Now, one of the things that you find as you travel through the New Testament is the Apostle Paul is a real advocate for people using whatever giftedness that God has given to them. And this word, when he says she's been a great help, this is an interesting word in the original language. There on your outline, the word there is prostatus. And if you look at the Strong's, it will say this. It will say it's the feminine of a derivative of another Greek word. And that Greek word has a number, and it's 4291. And it can mean a patroness or an assistant. But it's a derivative, but it's in the feminine. And so you say, well, where's that word used in other places where it's not in the feminine? Well, it's actually in Romans 12:8, and we looked at that a few weeks ago. And in Romans 12:8, it says, he who leads with diligence. And the idea is that it's the same word. It's just said a little bit different. Like if I say run or running, it's essentially the same thing. It's just used a little bit different, but it's the same thing. The idea is that it indicates that she's a leader. That's what the word means. And if you look at